The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, the Olympics.
Now, you had a tremendous amount of success in the Olympics.
Nick Bonino.
Hey, guys, what are your thoughts on Nick Bonino?
Yeah, I like Nick Bonino.
Who?
Nick Bonino.
Walker Buehler.
With all due respect, this guy isn't exactly Rickard Henderson. Look at his bump. He's got a little pitcher bump, skinny legs. No, I took a hard look at it. Got to do your research, right?
Chocolate bars.
Look at some of these people. Snickers, caramel, Butterfinger. I don't even know what a forfeit it is. Eat more. Oh, Henry, all taken before the original candy bar.
It's time for Struds On.
Hall of Famers in the baseball world. So they're going to release who makes the Hall of Fame this year. We know that last year some pretty good players got in, but they didn't have their moments. So, you know, today we should find out who some of those players might be. And one of the guys that is a bit controversial is Curt Schilling. Curt Schilling had a good career. Now, just to be clear, I didn't like Curt Schilling when he played. And it wasn't that I didn't really follow him on social media or anything. I just didn't like him. I just, for whatever reason, he just rubbed me the wrong way. Kind of like Tiger ice cream. It just bothered me. But there's no doubt that he was a good player, or a good pitcher, for sure. A lot of people now are been turned off, and some voters have been turned off with some of things that have come up, you know, since then, some of his political views or some tweets he's made. One involved specifically journalists and what they should do to journalists. Now, I read earlier today that he's approaching close to that 75% threshold they need to have in there. So I was really thinking, should he or should he not be in the Hall of Fame based on him not being, quote unquote, a likable guy? Now, this is hard for me to say, but I actually think he should be in the Hall of Fame. I think that for someone like him, who has made statements and done things or tweeted things that you don't like, or that we don't agree with, or that a lot of people don't agree with, that is post-career. And what he did in his career is why he gets in Major League Baseball. Because if you don't do it that way, guys that are close to being Hall of Famers, but who are amazing guys, let's say they ran around and they saved kitties out of trees, they visited, you know, in old folks' homes, they were great in the community, raised money. Does that goodness push them over the top to get in the Hall of Fame? So let's say a guy who's 98% there for the Hall of Fame, but his numbers aren't quite good enough. But because he's a good guy, does that push him in there? I have a hard time seeing. You have to go both ways. If you're going to keep a guy out because he was a bad guy and he shouldn't get in for that, a guy who's a really good guy, who's really close, but doesn't have the right numbers, does he deserve to get in? So guys, I you know, it's going to be interesting to see if Curt Schilling makes it. It's going to be interesting to see if some of the guys that took the PEDs or allegedly took the PEDs, like Bonds or Roger Clemens, and whose numbers for sure show they get in. But should he get in or not? Mark McGwire's another guy. But I feel that for a guy like Curt Schilling, and I'm just to be clear, I didn't like him as a player. I don't like him anymore now that he's not a player. But because he was a bad guy, doesn't mean he shouldn't get in. Because then if you're going to say that, great, good players that were great humans, should they get in as well? So I think it'll be interesting. But I'd be interested what you guys think about Curt Schilling and his ability or inability to get in.